Oh, Kevin, I'm so bored.
I thought you had some studying to do.
I've finished it already. I'm so bored that I've completed both my assignments 3 days ahead of schedule. What can we do? You usually have some good ideas.
How about watching this new reality program on the TV tonight? It looks pretty interesting if you ask me.
I hate reality programs. Did you see the one that won In the Jungle last week? She was supposed to be living in the jungle, right? But she had perfect hair and makeup every morning. Oh, it was so false. It's very ironic that they call it reality TV, don't you think?
Well, let's play a game then. It's been years since we played a game like Scrabble or Monopoly. What do you think?
I always lose. I can't keep my concentration on those games. And I always land on your hotels on Fifth Avenue. Do you remember how much I owed you last time we played at Jane's house?
Yeah, that's true. What about a game of cards then? You liked it the last time we played poker, didn't you?
Well, only because your friend Carl was here. No, I want to go out. It's not too late. We could go see a movie at the cinema. What do you say?
No, I'm really broke this week. I had to buy my mum a birthday gift and I won't get paid till next Tuesday. Do you have any cheaper suggestions?
We could always go and play tennis.
It's 8 o'clock in the evening.
I know, but they've just opened up this new floodlit tennis court on Rigby Road. It only costs $4 on weekday evenings for an hour. You've got $2, haven't you?
Hey, that sounds like a good idea. I could do with some exercise. Do you have another racket I could borrow? I lent mine to Carl a month ago.
Ooh, well, what about inviting Carl to come and play too?
Oh, no way! You'd never concentrate on the game.
Okay, I have a spare racket you could borrow. Let's go.